USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tensions moved even higher as President Trump and congressional Democrats started to have a meeting, but it only lasted 3 minutes. The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning that Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there would be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello? There were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met. And he still met with us.
He accused the president of running away once faced with paying for the infrastructure bill. He also said the whole scene was staged, especially the signs that were hanging on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley is among those who will take part in an interfaith vigil on Thursday honoring the migrant children who have died in U.S. custody after crossing the southern border. So far, 6 children have died. In the late part of 2018, a girl from El Salvador died after complications from heart surgery. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains there's electricity in the air.
Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain continue to impact parts of the plains and Midwest. Regarding these storms, Joe Bastardi with Weather Bell tells Fox News.
The last 4, 5, 6 months have been brutal from southern Canada into the central and northern plains. Meantime, it's warm in the southeast. That's the classic setup, cold versus warm, for what you're seeing out there. So it's winding up being a bigger than average year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
One of the biggest ride-sharing services is adding a brand new safety feature for its customers. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Lyft is adding a panic button to its app that immediately calls 911. The ride-hailing company has had one for its drivers since last year, but this is for passengers. The app will also include an enlarged version of a legitimate Lyft driver's license plate in an effort to prevent passengers from getting into the wrong vehicle. The new safety feature is coming a month after a woman was murdered in South Carolina, allegedly by a man who was posing as an Uber driver. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The acting Homeland Security Secretary heads to Capitol Hill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
On Wednesday, in front of a House Homeland Security Committee, acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen discusses the importance of budget requests.
The request would strengthen the security of our nation through enhanced border security, immigration enforcement, cybersecurity, transportation security, counterterrorism, and resilience to disasters.
McAleen also discusses the importance of additional resources on the southern border.
Put the situation in context. In April, CBP apprehended and encountered almost 110,000 migrants attempting to cross without legal status, the most in a single month in over a decade, and over a third of the total crossings we saw in all of fiscal year 17.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.